Three is a magic number. The third time's a charm. The third time's a charm.
The third time's a charm. The third time's a charm. Hello, and welcome to Third Time's a Charm, the show that takes an in-depth look at the third installment of a franchise. This is episode 30, a very special 2020 preview episode. I'm your host, Third Time's a Mike, and welcome to 2020, everybody. Now I know what you're thinking. What's the deal here? I just wanted to release this special fireside-type chat episode to run down the upcoming final year of Third Time's a Charm. That's right, everybody. This is most definitely going to be the third and final year of this show. It just seems fitting, you know? But nothing ever ends. Just ask Dr. Manhattan. I mean, we still have a great year ahead of us that's mostly planned out, and that's what I wanted to share with everyone today. My forecast of films to watch, which I will be covering in 2020. Now, this isn't necessarily the order in which I'll be covering these movies. It's just a list of what's on deck. So without further ado, the list. Back to the Future Part 3. Okay. So I feel like I've been waiting for years and years to talk about this movie with Dan Colon, so I can't wait for this episode. The Planet of the Apes franchise, my all-time favorite franchise. I've got tons to say about the original and the remakes. Live Free or Die Hard. I'm hoping to get co-founder Joey Lewandowski on this episode. I think we have very different opinions on this movie. Rambo 3. The one where he fights alongside the Taliban, the Mujahideen. That should be interesting. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the extended edition, of course. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Nazis. I hate these guys. Some may say this is the last Indiana Jones they should have made, but then we never would have gotten Mutt Williams, guys. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Turtles in Time? I'm not sure. I haven't really seen this one all the way through. It's the only one that I haven't seen all the way through in this series. Day of the Dead. The George Romero movie. Yeah, I want to get Brian Late Night Rodriguez back for this one to complement our Return of the Living Dead Part 3 episode. King Kong vs. Godzilla. The third Godzilla film ever? He fights King Kong. Police Academy 3. I mean, I haven't really done many comedies, and this series was legendary to me as a little kid. Karate Kid Part 3. All I gotta say is, Bad Boy Mike Barnes. Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock. Any Trekkers out there? I know one or two people I'd like to guest on this episode. Beverly Hills Cop 3. Maybe not. Just kidding. Eddie Murphy's back now, but was this the movie that sent him away for a while? Bill and Ted Face the Music. I hope to do this as an in-theaters new release, but we'll probably be on Blu-ray by the end of the year anyway, so either way. Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Well, I've been wanting to have the Joes from Too Fast, Too Forever on the show again since we did that epic three-part crossover Tokyo Drift episode between their show and my show and High School Slumber Party. Plus, you know, this is a Diesel production, so that could just be the thing to get them back over here. And finally, Super Mario Bros. 3. Well, I want to get some non-movie titles in here too, such as this classic video game, maybe some other video games in there. I think it would be really cool to review some of those. Last year I did the WrestleMania month, and that turned out really well for WrestleMania 3, so maybe we'll do something along these lines. It's going to be one heck of a year. I feel like up until now, I've not covered many big mainstream franchises. But that's all going to change, because I'm going out in a big-ass bang, baby. And of course, you know my unofficial co-host, Brian High School Slumber Party Rodriguez, will be back to offer his insight, as well as other classic guests I can't wait to have back. So for all things Third Time's a Charm, go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, and at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Check out Spotify. Oh, quick little story about Spotify. My nephew wanted to know if the shows were on Spotify, and I said, hey, let's find out. I typed my name into the search engine, and lo and behold, just about every single episode of every show of the Cage Club Network that I'm on, guesting on, or whatever on, is on there. And it was kind of cool, kind of overwhelming, but mostly cool. Fridays are for fun. Check out the Tom Tom Club every other Friday. That's Hanks for the Memories and Cruise Club. Every other Friday, we alternate between Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks as we go through their entire filmography. Check out Viva Pod Vegas, the new Elvis podcast that me and co-founder Joey Lewandowski have launched, where we cover all 31 of Elvis's movies. And we may actually have one or two extra shows in there somewhere from time to time. Also, Nick Cage, 5 in a row so far, August, September, October, November, December, and, you know, rumor has it, this January, another film, 6 in a row, so check out the main Cage Club feed, the original feed, for new episodes of Cage Club. So until then, have a happy new year.
That's a magic number.
Three.
It is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Three may stub at me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?